It's time for the I Beg to Differ debate playoffs. Here we go. The tournament starts next Monday, but the debate action starts right now. We already know our top 14, but today we will choose our number 15 seed to join them in next week's round of 16. So it's win or go home. Today I have in the studio two debaters ready to battle for that spot. They're about to go head-to-head, and the winner returning next week Tuesday to face the number 2 seed, Kolade Stephen Afolabi. Kolade Stephen Afolabi is a 14-year-old SS1 student at CMS Grammar School, Akoka. He'll be joining us next week Tuesday. If my two contestants today want to advance next week, they're going to have to get past each other, and then they're going to have to get past Kolade Stephen Afolabi, because remember, it's one winner, 1 million naira. So now let's debate. Let me introduce our playoff contestants. Our first debater is an SS2 student at Sonya Senior Grammar School. That's in Ijesha Tedo. She is 15 years old. Yusuf Noura, welcome to the I Beg to Differ playoffs.
Thank you, ma'am.
So when I saw Yusuf Noura, during the auditions, I thought it was a guy. And the auditions were so long ago, so I forgot that Yusuf Noura was a girl. So I was expecting a boy to walk into my studio today because I saw Yusuf Noura, and then a young woman walks into my studio. So it's a special welcome to you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, ma'am.
And our second debater is a year 11 student at Ikeja Senior High School, Ikeja. She is 14 years old. Her name is Chidima Benita Nwabeke. Welcome to the I Beg to Differ playoffs.
Thank you, ma'am.
Good to have you both on the show. Now, the contestants have been told the rules, but Lagos, here they are again. This is especially important for people who are listening to this for the very first time. The contestants are given a topic. One of you will support, one of you will oppose. You will each first get 3 minutes to present your positions, and then you'll get another 2 minutes in the rebuttal round to address the points your opponent made. Now remember, the clock is the clock. Our panel of judges will score your rounds based on number, quality, and originality of unique points made. If you repeat a point, your score will not increase. Clarity of thought and eloquence of presentation will earn you lots of points. Number of opponents' points addressed during the rebuttal round will earn you points. The strength of your rebuttal of each point that your opponent made will earn you points. If your scores are tied, there will be a tiebreaker round. You will switch sides. You will have 3 minutes to debate in favor of your opponent's position. You're going to be scored for all new points that you make that your opponent did not make, and for new rebuttals to your own original points. Now, both of you already know your topic. The police should be allowed to go on strike, yes?
Yes, ma'am.
That's right. Lagos, you've heard the rules. The judge's decision is final. Now, let's decide who supports and who opposes. I will start with Chidima, who's to my right. You pick a piece of paper. And then, should I call you Yusuf or should I call you Noura?
Noura.
All right, Noura to my left, choosing which side she'll debate on. So, what do you have in your papers?
I'm opposing.
Opposing?
Supporting.
Chidima is supporting. All right. Lagos, we've got Chidima supporting that the police should be allowed to go on strike. And we have Noura opposing that the police should be allowed to go on strike. Okay. Time for round one, the presentation round. Let's start with the motion supporter, and then we'll come to Noura, the motion opposer. Chidima, your 3 minutes start now.
Good day, the moderator, panel of judges, accurate timekeeper, my co-debater, and my ever-attentive audience. My name is Nwabeke Chidima Benita, a bona fide of Ikeja Senior High School. I'm here to stand in favor of the motion, which states the Nigerian police should be allowed to go on strike. As we all know, the Nigerian police is in charge of the internal security of the society. They risk their life to protect you and I, and these said people are underpaid. Imagine a police constable being paid approximately 43,300 naira monthly, comparing that to a bag of rice in Nigeria, which is about 30,000 naira. Then what is left for him or her to take care of the financial demands of his family? That is why they have the tendency to cut corners and collect bribes from people on the highways and streets, and then we condemn their acts. But don't we know that they are underpaid? As James Goldsmith says, and I quote, "When you pay peanuts, you get monkeys," end of quote. They have a justified reason to go on a strike. Furthermore, these police are under-equipped. There's a quote that says, "Do not strike when the iron is hot. Rather, make the iron hot by striking." This is an issue that has been continually brought to the table of the government, yet little to no effort has been made to address this issue. It is disheartening to know that criminals have more sophisticated weapons than our police officers. Imagine going on an operation and the car breaks down in the midst of the operation. That would be only not a shame to the police officers, but to the country at large. And then we condemn the acts of the police men and women. Don't we know that they are not funded properly? How can you do your job properly when you are not funded in appropriately? Moreover, the welfare of the police should be considered. Yes, we might say that there is free accommodation for the police, but can anyone boast of good and decent living of the policemen and women today? No. A policeman that is shabbily dressed will not command respect that is due to him or her. Furthermore, we have corruption. Corruption in the police hierarchy has now become the order of the day. It leaves the policemen and women in the low rank uncared for. So what are we trying to say? And a case study of Tafa Balogun in the 2005, when he was jailed in 2005 for misappropriation of funds. So the police are justified to say they want to go on strike. For these reasons, I believe with my cogent and undeniable points that the policemen are justified to go on strike. Thank you.
Thank you very much. She's 14 years old. She is in year 11 at Ikeja Senior High School, Ikeja. Her name is Chidima Benita Nwabeke. Now remember, of course, while your opponent is making her points, you can note those points down on the piece of paper that we've provided in front of you, which will help you during the rebuttal round. Speaking of rebuttals, let's move to the opposer, who will have 3 minutes for her presentation round. Noora, your time starts now.
Poor enumeration, embarrassing welfare package, deceitful insurance scheme, shambolic internal structure, favoritism and nepotism. All these are valid reasons why the police could go on strike. However, asking the police to go on strike is simply suicidal and counterproductive. I made bold claims today that nowhere in the world do we have a perfect police structure, including our very own system. In other words, it means there is always room for improvement. Good at moderator, incorruptible panelist, accurate timekeeper, co-debater, and my ever attentive audience. I am Yusuf Nurad Boluwatife, a bona fide student of Sonya Senior Grammar School, Surulere, Education District 4. I hereby oppose the notion we state the police should be allowed to go on strike. To buttress my point, the Oaths Act of 2003, Chapter 333, indicates that the police promised to always place services to the public above selfish interests, realizing that a public trust is a public office. The above-quoted oath further affirms that the police going on strike is an aberration on their trust. Dear moderator, let me take you down memory lane. The city of Boston in the United States might have forgotten the policemen who had embarked on strike, but its aftermath will forever remain in the annals of its history. Lives were lost, orderliness became disorderliness, and the once peaceful city became a rubble after the storm. They called it the Boston Police Strike of 1919. However, the first police strike action that took place in Nigeria was on the 1st of February 2002, which lasted for just 24 hours. It altered commercial activities, banks were closed, businesses were paralyzed, and an unimaginable increase in crime rates took over Nigeria. In conclusion, dialogue will and always shall be the best form of making our grievances felt. Quoted by John Amaradi, Premium Times Report 2022. Thank you, and I'll be back.
Thank you very much. Yusuf Noura there, well done. If you just tuned in, hello to you. The tournament starts next Monday. The I Beg to Differ debate tournament starts next Monday, but the debate action has already started. We already know our top 14. We're choosing our number 15 seed to join them next week for the round of 16. I have two debaters in the studio with me. They are trying to get through each other, get past each other, so that they can face Kolade Stephen Afolabi next week, Tuesday. He's a 14-year-old SS1 student at CMS Grammar School at Akoka. And you have just heard from an SS2 student at Sonia Senior Grammar School, Ijesha Tedo. You've also heard from a 14-year-old year 11 student at Ikeja Senior High School. You heard from Yusuf Noura and Chidima Benita Nwabeke. And they're debating that the police should be allowed to go on strike. Chidima says, yes, they should be. Yusuf Noura says, no, they should not be allowed to go on strike. We'll take a break. When we come back, it'll be time for the rebuttal round. In the rebuttal round, my debaters will have 2 minutes to decimate the points that their opponents made during their presentation rounds. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, your host and moderator, and this is Nigeria Info 99.3.
In November, it was Tamvita Kaushik.
Today, honorable judges, my moderator, timekeeper, my fellow co-debater, my name is Tamvita Kaushik. I'm 13 years old.
In March, it was Ruth Okorocha.
That's the moderator, honorable educator, school debater, viewers and listeners. I'm Ruth Okorocha, bona fide student of Kingsley College.
Who will it be in May?
Due to the economic situation of our country, individuals prepare to migrate to other countries in search of greener pastures.
The I Beg to Differ debate tournament is back on May 9th.
1,862 data breaches were recorded, quadrupling the amount of data breaches in recent years.
16 new debaters.
There is less of capital invested in the subsidized public education.
17 new debate topics.
How can you say you are punishing me and it's helping me? How? It's not a punishment.
And on Children's Day, we'll do what we usually do
and end it with
one winner, 1 million naira. Join me, Sandra Ezekwesili, and catch all the action Mondays to Thursdays at 4 p.m. on Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. For partnership and sponsorship opportunities, call 0703-498-4352. Again, 0703-498-4352.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. It's time for the rebuttal round. Now, for this round, we'll start with Noura, the motion opposer.
Standing on existing protocol, I remain Yusuf Noura Boluwa Tefe. My opponent said that a police constable is being paid for 3,000 naira, but that does not make them go on strike because the police are the apple of the eyes of the people. They are the one we look upon to protect us. And moreover, if the police should go on strike, schools will be locked, and I'm sure you won't want that to happen. Dear moderator, permit me to enlighten my opponent. The Police Act of 2020 outlined the duties of the police as follows: protection and defense of criminals, crime investigation and gathering of evidences, human rights, gender issues, and public relations. These and many more. These are the primary functions of the Nigerian Police Force. A break from our dear security officers could and would surely lead to colloquial loss of lives and property. Dear moderator, I implore my opponents to please salute the Nigerian Police Force. To salute the Nigerian police force with me. I salute. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Let's put our hands together for her. That was brilliant, brilliant, and well done. I hope you're watching this debate live, because we are streaming live. www.nigeriainfo.fm. You can watch there. You can watch on Facebook. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. You can watch on YouTube. YouTube is Nigeria Info FM. Chidima, your 2 minutes start now.
standing on the existing protocol is Wambike Chidinma Benita. I heard my opponent say that there was that if the police go on strike, there will be an increased crime rate. But I put it to you that there are also other means of stopping crimes. For example, we have the civil defense, we have neighborhood, we also have LASMA. They are also agencies that can prevent crimes from happening. And I also heard my opponent say that commercial activities will be put to a stop if the police should go on strike. I put it to you that these police are only humans, because if they have no time to rest, This work is a work that is physically and emotionally demanding. They also have a family too. They have to take care of that family, and they also have to rest and consider their health. But if they are not treated properly so that they will take care of the society, then how do you expect them to do their job diligently? They are not paid well. They are not treated and accorded with the deserved respects that they are supposed to be accorded with. Then why won't they have the mindset of going on strike? I believe that my opponents will agree with me that these policemen are putting their lives in the risk of other people's lives, and they are not treated with the accorded respect that they are supposed to be treated with. So how will you tell me that these people will risk their lives and still not get paid the amount that they are supposed to be paid? I rest my case here.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Well done. It's 20 minutes past 4 o'clock. You just heard the voice of Chidinma Benita Nwabike. She is 14 years old. She is a year 11 student at Ikeja Senior High School, Ikeja. And before her, you heard from Yusuf Nura, who is an SS2 student at Sonya Senior Grammar School, Ijesha Tedo. And both of them have debated very vigorously that the police should be allowed to go on strike. Nura says, nope, they should not be. And Chidinma says, yes, they should be allowed to go on strike. Our judges, always present, always listening, currently collating the results and deciding who our number 15 seed will be, facing Kolade Stephen Afolabi, 14 years old in SS1, a student at CMS Grammar School, Akoka, next week, Tuesday. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back from this break, we'll present who our 15th seed is. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is Nigeria Info 99.3. This debate tournament is for students who are in secondary school here in Lagos, in Abuja, and in Port Harcourt.
November, it was Tamvita Kaushik.
Good day, honorable judges, my moderator, timekeeper, my fellow co-debater. My name is Tamvita Kaushik. I'm 13 years old.
In March, it was Ruth Okorocha.
That's the moderator, 100 badge educator, school debater, viewers, and listeners. I'm Ruth Okorocha, I'm a five suit of Kingsley College.
Who will it be in May?
To the economic situation of our country, individuals prepared to migrate to other countries in search of greener pastures.
The I Beg to Differ debate tournament is back on May 9th.
1,862 data breaches were recorded, quadrupling the amount of data breaches in recent years.
16 new debaters.
There is lots of capital invested in the subsidized public education.
17 new debate topics.
How can you say you are punishing me and it's helping me? How? It's not a punishment.
And on Children's Day, we'll do what we usually do
and end it with
one winner, 1 million naira. Join me, Sandra Ezekwesili, and catch all the action Mondays to Thursdays at 4 p.m. on Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. For partnership and sponsorship opportunities, call 0703-498-4352. Again, 0703-498-4352.
And the results are in. Thank you both for a wonderful debate, but there can only be one winner. In the presentation round, Yusuf Nura scored 27 and Chidinma Benita Nwabike scored 18. Presentation style, Nura scored 15, Chidinma scored 15. In the rebuttal round, Nura scored 6, Benita scored 15. For rebuttal style, Noura scored 9. Benita scored 12. With a total of 60-57, Chidima Benita Nwabeke is our 15th seed, returning next week Tuesday. Congratulations, Chidima.
Welcome.
And congratulations to you as well, Noura. You did so well. I quite liked the salute there for the police during your rebuttal. You have to remember, of course, that out of over 200 students, you were in the top 10%. So well done. You should be proud of yourself. Congratulations to both of you. I will see you on Tuesday. Chidema will send you an email tonight so that you can start getting ready to face Kolade Stephen Afolabi. Ladies, you can leave the studio now. Thank you so much for your time.